It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Well, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you had a wonderful trip, I am assuming.
It was a phenomenal trip.
Yes.
I just can't think of a single thing that happened that wasn't just wonderful and grace-filled. It was a long way over there. Here's what I always love about these airplanes now is when you get in them, they have all the little screen in front of them. You can track your trip.
Right.
And so we left of Holy Redeemer here in Vancouver. We took a charter bus to Seattle to the international airport there. Turkish Airlines is what we got on. And we literally went over the top of the world. We went from Seattle straight up and over Iceland and then dropped down into Istanbul, Turkey. Mm-hmm. And then from there to Sarajevo.
Yeah.
And then another little bus tour to got us to Medjugorje. And then almost the same way back, except there was a little bit of a change. We had to go through Croatia to the capital city of Zagreb.
Right.
Then back to, you know, Turkey. And then again, up and over the Iceland.
Yeah.
And back into Seattle.
That's amazing.
It was a 12-hour flight.
Yeah.
In the air for 12 hours on that one flight.
Yeah.
And then it was a shorter, just a couple of hours on the connecting one. So it was quite a trip.
Did you have one of those sleeping pods?
I wish, but you know what? They were there.
Were they?
Yeah, because they don't let you, you know, they close that curtain, of course, business class, they call it.
Sure.
I'm like, what kind of business do these people do?
That's nice.
And so they got in, and they were those full sleeping pods. You could see them. It's like they sit, they have their own little area that they can, you know, have their computer set up, everything like that. And then when it's time to go to bed, they just lay out the bed and
that's right.
They go to sleep.
Keep you riffraff out of there, though. They don't let you in there.
Yeah, especially me. I did not sleep at all. I have this funny thing about just airplane trips. I can't sleep.
Mm. Do you watch movies?
I watched a whole bunch of movies.
Yeah.
I watched a great movie of Kurt Warner.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that
movie. Have you seen that one?
I have. Yeah, it's good.
I really enjoyed that. But there was a lot of also praying on our trip, our bus trip. We prayed a rosary together and throughout the whole trip. There was a lot of prayer time.
Oh, sure.
It was real beautiful.
Wonderful, yeah.
So I went, the final destination was Medjugorje in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Now, this is a pilgrimage site. The church allows for pilgrims to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Their churches to sponsor them. However, the apparitions that are happening there are not approved by the church yet.
Yeah.
And those remain to be seen. And I'll tell you this, I can't say here nor there about the visionaries and what they've said, but I can speak to you on the fruits of what is happening there.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, we would go to a prayer service, began at 5:00 in the evening.
Yeah.
And also at that same time, there were confessions that began.
Mm-hmm.
There were hundreds of people in line for confessions.
Wow.
You know, over the course of the week. And the different priests that were there visiting would sign up through the center. And then they'd have these cards from around the world, and they'd just slip the cards in there in a little slot in front of the confessional as to what languages they spoke.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then we could line up and go do that. So that was happening outside. Inside St. James Church, the place was packed. Mm-hmm. Every pew.
Pretty good-sized church?
Down the road. Yeah, pretty good-sized church.
Yeah.
I'd say, I mean, not giant. Not like a basilica like you would imagine. But a good-sized church, it could hold 800 people.
Okay.
You know, but then there were people in the aisles and there were people sitting in the front that would show up all on their knees praying the rosary.
Yeah.
Everyone would stay for mass. And then afterwards we do adoration on their knees in silence, praying together. So that's what I experienced there, which was incredible.
Did they have like daily mass then, like at a certain time?
So then every day, every morning, there was the daily mass, and those were in different languages. So you could look up as to see what time your mass was in your language.
Yeah.
So for us in America or the English-speaking world, 10:00 every morning, there was a priest that said mass. And they rotated through because some of these priests were on pilgrimage, too, with their church. And so they would just kind of rotate through. There was one priest, Father Michael, God bless him. He was amazing. Kind of a resident priest there. He'd been there for, I think, about 1.5, 2 years, something like that. And he was kind of a constant that was there. So that, and it just didn't feel out of the ordinary to attend mass that much.
Yeah.
So then beyond that, we got to see the sights of Iran, and there's two major areas there that pilgrims go to see. And one is Apparition Hill, where mm-hmm. the so-called apparitions were happening. The other one is Blue Cross.
Yeah.
And I sent pictures. I have pictures of both those walks. You take those walks. On one of them, you pray the Sorrowful Mysteries. Mm-hmm. I think, is it the Sorrowful? No. Joyful Mysteries on Cross Mountain, the entire Passion, and you hike and pray.
Wow.
It's just incredible. And throughout, and I said this in the little interview that I sent over, throughout the day,
yeah,
24 hours a day, there is somebody on the trail.
Right.
And when I say trail, and I use that liberally,
yeah,
there's not a walk, like there's a single trail and you follow the path. It is, and I said this also, the best way I can explain it is a rock waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just rocks, boulders of all different sizes, just the whole mountain is what it's made up. And they've kind of cleared an area, so people just kind of find a way mm-hmm. up, you know, throughout different ways, and you climb the mountain that way.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was
beautiful.
Incredible.
Is it lit or is it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's so lit, but if you do it at night, you have a little bit of light, but you would definitely want to walk with a flashlight.
Sure.
Scott and I did one of those hikes because we were right there next to the Apparition Hill. We started the hike at 11:30 at night.
Oh, wow.
And we walked through the night. And it's took about an hour and a half up and down, plus the time to pray. There's a beautiful statue, a marble statue of Mary
mm-hmm.
that's up there. And I have a gift for you. Unfortunately, it's packed in my luggage somewhere.
Well, thank
Here's
you.
What people do. They climb that and many times will leave their rosary.
Oh, wow.
And in that night that Scott and I climbed it together, and like I said, it was probably, you know, 12:15, 12:30.
Sure.
Somebody had tied rosaries.
Oh,
on there for anybody to take. So, David, I got a rosary from Medjugorje for you.
I appreciate
if
that.
I could find that, though. Yeah. You know, who knows what pocket of my luggage it might be in. But
I thought you were going to tell me you brought me a rock.
I brought you a rock.
Thank you.
Well, there might be a rock on this rosary.
Good.
I'm not
great.
Sure. Now, something, though, that I did bring back for everybody, the food was amazing. Thank goodness we walked as much as we did. I mean, we put in miles every day.
That's great.
At minimum, five miles a day.
Right.
Because we had to walk a mile from it's not a hotel. They call it a pension, like a retreat
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
We had to walk a mile just one way to get to church. And you could do that a couple times during the day.
Sure, yeah.
But the food was incredible.
Nice.
It just was. There
what was the cuisine like? What did
so
they serve?
It was very simple foods at the pension, but just wonderfully homemade food.
Nice.
Salads, like feta, and I mean, they would put together fresh tomatoes, feta cheese, mm-hmm. and cucumbers, and there's your salad.
Ooh, yeah, I love that.
Just many things. But then, you know, we took some little side visits, some areas that had a heavy Muslim influence. We went to a meal, had Bosnian coffee, which is just like Turkish coffee.
Sure.
And we had inside each one of those, they put a Turkish delight. A little treat. And so when we were in the airport yesterday, Istanbul, I brought boxes of Turkish Delight. I didn't know what it was. And so there is a variety pack on the kitchen there.
I tried it.
For all of us to try. They're gummies.
I thought they
were more like a nougat.
Yeah.
But it's a gummy.
More like a gummy with like powdered sugar on it. Yeah. Really tasty. Yeah.
It
very
was
good.
Great.
Yeah,
it was
you.
Wonderful. So overall, it just was such a blessed time to be with the people at this parish. And, you know, over the next few days, we'll talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
As things come up, I'll be able to talk more about it. Hopefully this Friday, the good deacon and I will be able to have a new view from the pew. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
We'll spend a lot of time talking about more and the different things we did. So thank you so much for your prayers, David. I prayed for your intentions, the intentions of all of our staff and listeners, and we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.